First, a lot of us are spending the holidays this year apart from our family members, especially older relatives who are at a higher risk for COVID-19. Whether those relatives are isolating at home or living in a care facility, being separated can be tough on everyone. Keeping in touch can be as simple as a phone call or a letter, and there are lots of ways to get creative and rethink the holidays to help our family feel connected and engaged, something our next guest knows a lot about. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How are you keeping in touch with your parents, grandparents, or other older family members this holiday season? If you are the older family member, if you've been apart from children or grandchildren this year, what's that been like? How have you tried to keep connections up? Are you rethinking holiday traditions in a creative way? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. Ann Basting is a professor in the Department of English at UW-Milwaukee. She's founder and president of the nonprofit Time Slips Creative Storytelling. Her latest book is Creative Care, A Revolutionary Approach to Dementia and Elder Care. Ann, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's always a pleasure to join you, Rob.
It's good to have you back with us. And now the pandemic's been going on for a while, and I know even early on, you were looking for creative ways to help people stay connected, drawing from your own work and your own research on these topics. What were some of the first things that you were doing to help families stay connected?
Well, I tell you, it's been a really hard, long road. In the beginning, I think there was this burst of creativity, and people were thinking about what can we do? What are the limitations we're facing? And then what are the avenues that we still have to reach each other? And those avenues in my own life, with I'm dealing with my own parents, are you know, everybody jumped on Zoom or FaceTime or regular good old landlines. The mail, I think, is particularly become crucial and an important part of people's lives. Lobby visits, which I think during lockdowns are even harder now. And then if you have access to the windows, people were also doing really inventive things just outside the window.
And now we've been at this for months. And I think the hope was we're going to do these creative things early on and then we'll be through the worst of it. But here we still are. And what do you say to people who, I'm sure people are still coming to you and asking for advice and recommendations. What do you say to people, especially as we head toward the holidays?
Well, the first thing I say is, you know what? Forgive yourself. We are all at the end of a very long road. It's great that we can see our way through to vaccines, but it's going to be a really hard couple of months. And an already stressful period of the holidays just got another layer of emotional strain. People are weary. People miss each other, even just our physical presence. And the isolation is causing a loss of resilience and even an uptick in memory issues because of that isolation. So I say at first, just relax and forgive yourself. Have a nap and a cry, you know, let it out. And then open yourself to play and imagination and generosity. Those three things can really reduce the stress of this moment and meaningfully connect you to each other. The challenge is to figure out how we turn hugs and presence, that the power of that unspeakable thing, into language that we can use to reach each other and send that message that we care and we're here and we're thinking of each other.
You've done a lot of work over the years helping people with relatives with dementia have really meaningful conversations when, you know, maybe those shared memories aren't there anymore. Are there lessons you can draw from that to make that phone call or Zoom call or letter more meaningful and engaging for everyone concerned?
You know, the last 6 months has just been this creative flourishing at Time Slips. We've had so many webinars and shared so many of our, we have over 900 certified facilitators across the world. And the joy has really been gathering from them all the ideas. So I can share with you today some of those things that people have been doing. Gabri Krista is a friend of ours and a dancer, a professor at Barnard, and also the daughter of a woman with dementia who's living over in the Netherlands. And Gabri shared with us during one of our webinars this summer that every day she Zooms with her mother, and she really treats Zoom like a mini theater, a box, like a black box theater. And you can use it to enter and exit in funny ways. You can come close to the camera and bring your fingers up, close up or far away. Gabri was using puppets to kind of bring an object in and make it fly magically across the screen. She was doing things like setting up a ritual. Every day their conversations, she had a cup of coffee, and she would do something with the coffee mug as a conversation piece every single time. So setting up a ritual to your call and then being playful inside of it. Even if you have kids around the house, they can pop up from below the camera and the screen and be a surprise. There's all kinds of ways that you can play with Zoom as though it's your own little mini theater.
Talking to Ann Basting, professor at UW-Milwaukee, founder and president of Time Slips Creative Storytelling, talking about ways to connect with our older relatives and for older relatives to connect with the rest of their family in meaningful ways. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions and the things you've been doing to stay connected in your own family. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Let's bring on a caller now. Dennis is with us in Two Rivers. Dennis, hi.
Hi. While my parents were alive, my dad, both of my parents had dementia. My dad wasn't all that much remembering for technology. My mom never was a fan of technology, so I would set up three-way calls with them, me, and my brother in Maine.
Yeah, and good conversations, Dennis? I think we lost Dennis there,
yeah,
but
no,
oh, go ahead. Were they good conversations, Dennis? Do you have fond memories of setting those up?
Yeah, because my mom really wanted to talk. My dad was just, even less communicative as dementia set in, but my mom got quite a bit out of it.
Dennis, thanks so much for sharing that. And that's Dennis Scott lessons there even before the Zoom age. And it can be as simple as a phone call, maybe a multi-party phone call.
I tell you what, we did a project over the summer called Telestories, which is just go into that fantastic old technology of the telephone to invite. And we would start every call with what we call beautiful questions. And people can go to the Time Slip site to get a whole list of beautiful questions. Those are questions that don't orient people toward memory in case people are experiencing memory loss, but really toward imagination and wonder, and is a common point of departure just for discovery and imagination for both parties. It can really be a beautiful way to hold a conversation.
We're talking with Ann Basting, professor of English at UW-Milwaukee, author of the book Creative Care, A Revolutionary Approach to Dementia and Elder Care. We're looking at how to get creative with how we keep in touch with our family this holiday season, especially when seniors are involved, people at risk from COVID-19, how to deal with that isolation that can happen. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How are you dealing with these situations in your own family? Have you found ways that make people feel good, make people feel connected amongst you and your family members or other loved ones, friends as well? Call 800-642-1234. And how are you planning to deal with holidays? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We'll continue the conversation and maybe hear about some particular beautiful questions that can start these conversations. That's coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Ann Bastings, professor at UW-Milwaukee, founder of Time Slips Creative Storytelling, looking at how we can stay connected with older family members from a distance during the holidays. You can join in with your questions, your thoughts, your own solutions at 800-642-1234. And before we bring on another caller, you're talking about beautiful questions to help start conversations. Can you give us an example or two?
Sure. One of my favorites is what is a beautiful sound to you? And one of my favorite responses came, we collaborated with the John Michael Kohler Art Center, and they sent out one of those beautiful questions. And the answer they got was, your mother's voice from birth till the end of time. Just a really gorgeous response.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Franco is with us in Grand Marsh. Franco, hi.
Hi, Rob. Say, me and my dad love to play chess, and my dad lives in Milwaukee, and we play chess by mail. It's really neat. I have my chess board set up here in my living room, and he has his in his living room. And on a index card, you write down the move you want to make with your piece, and you send it in the mail, and he gets it, and he makes that move. And he mails me a move, I make that move. And right now we're about halfway through the game. It's great. Great way to stay connected with your dad. Bye-bye.
Franco, thank you so much for sharing that. And Anne,
oh,
I know
that is
people.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, people could play online, and people do play online. I love the idea of playing by mail because, in addition, you know, it's got a slower pace and it gives you something to look forward to in the mailbox
every day. It's no fooling. That is so powerful because, you know, it's almost like I describe it as leaving little breadcrumbs through the forest. It shows you the way over time. It helps set things into a long time frame, which is going to help us get through this winter. And I think sending a postcard that then opens up some little mystery of, is there going to be a pattern to the next one? You know, one of the ideas that we've had is to send a whole themes of postcards and invite the person to get some tape. And as the postcards come with messages on the back and beautiful pictures on the front, whatever kind of postcards or drawings even you want to make, the person can make a collage and put them up in order so that there's a sense of accumulation over time and meaningfulness over time.
Thanks a lot for sharing that with us, Franco. We'll go to Michelle now in Ashland. Michelle, hi.
Hi. We do multi-generations, and we will pick the same food, such as pizza or ribs. We have the same meal together, and I ship the same dessert to everyone, so we have community that way. And we play games using clay, where we form things out of clay and show it up on the screen and discuss things like that.
And you have to guess what it is. Is that right, Michelle? The clay creation?
Yeah. Everybody texts me a noun or a thing, and then we shuffle them. And yeah, everybody has to show their thing that somebody else told them to make.
I love it, Michelle. Thank you so much. And that's one solution, Anne, to, I think, Zoom fatigue or online meeting fatigue, making it something special, not just, you know, a work meeting with your family.
Exactly. And you know, you can also do themes or impersonations, or today we're going to do the rainbow, and each person gets a different color and they accumulate things of that color in their Zoom space. There's so many different ways to do it. And I just want to encourage people if you don't have Zoom, because, you know, we got to remember that not everyone has broadband, or even if people have a computer or an iPad and Wi-Fi, they might not have the ability to update their own software, right? It's just, you just never know where those bonds will get broken, and that the mail and the telephone can be just as powerful to do those things.
Thanks for that call. Lanny joins us now in Ashland. Lanny, hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Lanny?
Well, I just, first of all, I love your station. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Thanks.
Beautiful. You know, you're very inquisitive, very good, very knowledgeable. But, you know, I'm 69 years old, and I like to write letters. I think it's a lost art. It's a forgotten thing, and people appreciate a good letter in the mail. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't have much to say, but I think, you know, the mail is a forgotten thing, and I think we should use it more often every day, you know?
Lanny, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And Anne, I love what Lanny had to say, but he also hit my reservation about writing letters. I don't know what to say. How do we get a good prompt to write even just a short letter to people if we want to do this but have lost that lost art of letter writing?
You know, I am a champion for the post office. I have to tell you, I think I agree totally with Lenny that this is, we don't value it enough. The power of the letter, time slips in early on in the pandemic, curated a list, and we still have it on our website. It's under the Get Involved post. You'll see it says the Postcard Challenge. And we have a list of over 140 care homes that have asked for mail, and a map of where letters people have signed up to send letters, so you can see which one might need a little more love and attention. And I must have personally sent over 250 postcards over the past couple of months. And all it takes is a little expression of, I often say, you have a friend in Wisconsin who cares and is hoping that things are okay for you. And then a response to whatever's on the front and a little inquiry to spark the person's imagination. And there's models on the Time Slip site for different ways to write a postcard like that. Hmm. And it's really, we've tracked now, I think, over 20,500 or something like that.
Wow.
Postcards that people have written over the last couple of months. So it's a beautiful way to do it. And, you know, that taps back into what I was saying about generosity. Generosity is proven when we turn outward and look to help another person, it releases our stress and improves our own well-being. So it's a win-win, both creativity, which reduces stress, puts you into a state of flow, and then also generosity. So worry about somebody and give a little care and expression of hope and joy to someone in your building. Leave a little anonymous poem or a drawing and tape it up onto the wall. Use the postal system if you can to send it to maybe to a care home and or to relatives just to let them know you're thinking about them.
Thanks for that call, Lanny. We're talking to Ann Basting from Time Slips Creative Storytelling, also a professor at UW-Milwaukee, talking about staying in touch with older relatives or staying in touch as older relatives. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Marcus is with us in Milwaukee. Marcus, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So my parents, they don't have dementia. They live in Milwaukee here as well. But early on in COVID, when everyone was social distancing and, you know, nobody knew exactly what to do or how to proceed, my dad and I started writing, I'd actually like to draw and paint. And so I'd draw rooms from different homes that we've lived in across the course of my life, but, I wouldn't put color. It'd make it a little challenging. And so sometimes we get into debates about, was this piece of furniture here? Was this hat rack over there? And so it produced a kind of collective remembering, as well as then he'd write usually a letter response just about some stories about, oh, do you remember when this happened? And so it was just a fun way to just keep in contact. And it was a little bit of a game as well, provided a nice release.
I love it, Marcus. And Anna, that's got to be a story after your own heart there, art to inspire
Boy.
This conversation.
I'll tell you, the creativity pouring out of people, that's it. When the barriers of COVID are set up, you know, we can't reach each other. The creative output that just flows right over those barriers is amazing. And I would say that is a fantastic idea for people who might not have memory issues. If you do think your loved one is experiencing memory issues, you can say things like, name a place that you've traveled, or let's imagine a place we'd like to travel. Yeah. What are the colors of that place? You don't have to tap into memory necessarily. You can invite imagination and share in that same sort of sensory connection that way.
Thanks a lot for sharing that with us, Marcus. Vivian joins us now in Green Bay. Vivian, hello.
Hello, I'm enjoying your program very much today, but my niece and I play cribbage by phone.
Oh, that's great.
It's not a strong suit identity card game, and you might lose points if you can't take advantage of someone else's mistake when they don't count their own points, but... That's a disadvantage that both players have, so it evens out again. And about the only time a suit matters is if someone has the jack, the nubs.
Right.
And that's what you would call. So you're not usually going to miss it. I thought at first we could do it without a notepad at all, but then I realized there were some things that we sort of had to keep track with, track of on a notepad. But actually, we got better at it, and it is a way for cribbage lovers to continue to play.
I love it, Vivian. Very creative, figuring out games that you could translate, in this case, over the phone, Anne.
And I would also say that that's a perfect intergenerational project, because young kids don't know how to play cribbage or even what it is, right? So I actually asked my father to teach my sons to play through Zoom, and it was just great. It's a really lovely thing when you even asking a beautiful question, what are the games of childhood, and to have young kids talk about the games that they play and their older relatives to talk about either on the phone or, you know, on Zoom, to talk about the games that they played and then teach them to each other, which is really a fun thing to do as well.
Thanks for that call, Vivian. Just a half a minute or so left. Anne, can you leave us a little pep talk to tap into our creativity as we try to connect with each other over the holidays?
Well, it's uncanny timing, Rob, because Time Slips just launched all of these materials to help support family and friends, training that's free on the website. And on the 15th, we are having a family and friend gathering by Zoom. And you can call into it if you don't have Zoom. So on the timeslips.org website, look for that event. And you can sign up for that. It's free, and you'll learn all these creative engagement techniques. It's just perfect timing.
And that's timeslips.org. Anne, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's my great pleasure. You have amazingly creative guests, listeners.
We do. That's Anne Bastick, professor of English at UW-Milwaukee. She's founder and president of the nonprofit Time Slips Creative Storytelling. Her latest book is Creative Care, a Revolutionary Approach to Dementia and Elder Care. She talked with us about ways to get creative on how we keep in touch with older relatives during the holidays. Again, lots of advice at timeslips.org.